Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Oh dear, I'm really not sure what to do. The situation is so complex. What do you think? Could this be the wrong decision? Is there perhaps another way of looking at this? Do I even have the full picture here? How could this develop in the future and what will be the consequences? Hello and welcome to show 271 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Our topic today is uncertainty. I remember a sticker which I bought in England during my semester abroad in Brighton a very long time ago. It said, I used to be uncertain, but now I'm just not quite sure. Well, we all face uncertainties every day, but the way we deal with them and the way we feel about them makes us unique. Some of us feel terribly helpless in situations of uncertainty. And I have to confess that we Germans often want to be sure about every little detail in our personal and professional lives before we can even take a decision. On the other hand, there are people, for example, those who enjoy playing poker, who think that certainty is boring and are always looking out for the adrenaline which uncertainty provides them with during their adventures. Are there any tricks for those who don't like uncertainty to be able to take decisions and feel safe with their choices? Or for those who seek uncertainty as a thrill in life and enjoy weighing up different probabilities? Today, we have three international students who tell us what... Hang on. Perhaps it is only two. Or perhaps even four. And are we sure they are really students? Well, who is to say before we have even started the show? So let us tolerate the ambiguity for a while and embrace a feeling of uncertainty. But one thing is certain. In our first category, Absolutely Homeless, Eleni from Georgia shares with us how she left her lovely, predictable and comfortable home in Georgia and ended up sleeping rough in a car in Amsterdam together with three friends. But it made them laugh.
We actually laughed a lot and we are just also proud of ourselves that at least we survived that night.
In our second category, Absolutely Uncertain, Adika, a student from Azerbaijan, tells us about a situation where she observed a man very, very well, because she was not so sure whether she should accompany him to his house.
With my friends, and I wanted to see him before going to his house and observe how is his attention and behavior, so it could make me more... calm and comfortable, let's say.
In our last category, Absolutely Open, Amaury, a student from Brazil, tells us about how he resolved the uncertainty of living with a roommate from an Arabic country. Amaury had read on the internet that single Arabic men do not like to have girls or women around their house and feel a little awkward when there are female visitors in their home.
But then one day I came back home and he had friends that were girls in the living room and I was like, what? Then I bring him to the kitchen and I was like, is it fine by you? And he was like, yeah.
Let us begin the show. In our first category, Absolutely Homeless, we will listen to Eleni. She shares with us a trick that we can all use when our lives get a little too predictable, a little too comfortable, too certain, and perhaps even a little too boring. Spoiler alarm, her advice is spend some time abroad. Maybe you cannot always be sure to have a home for the night, but there is one certainty. Your daily life will get much more uncertain when you are abroad.
In Georgia, I was raised in a family of four. I had a little brother and we were living together with our parents in a small city in Georgia. My life was going on really calm and well and happy, but not so much exciting as I was getting older, because nothing was really surprising there anymore. And that was actually one of the reasons that I took the decision that I wanted to go out of that bubble and enter in kind of another world, which was Germany and the semester abroad by that time. I would say that when I came here, I saw a lot of things for the first time, and I can say that every day was unexpected for me. So, main difference between me being in Georgia and me being in Germany, there was this unexpected new decisions and events that I was facing in my daily life in Germany here.
Okay, what was the craziest, the most uncertain thing that happened to you while you were in Germany?
Oh, that's an interesting experience to remember. So, I met a lot of international people here who had also same interests as me, such as traveling. So, one day, it was just about to be my birthday, actually, in several days. And my friend suggested to go to Amsterdam for a weekend. And I was lucky that my flatmate had a car, and he suggested that we could go to Amsterdam with a car, like four friends together. And we went there. We spent a good day there. But at the end of the day, we got the news that we could not enter the hostel because there was some problem regarding COVID and they had some issues, so they just cancelled our night there.
Oh my god, and how did you stay there? Where did you sleep in Amsterdam?
Yeah, that's the interesting part to come. So we had this car there and it was already in the evening. We could not make any further decision than sleeping in a car. Four of us were sleeping in a car overnight. And I would just never expect this happening back in Georgia. But since here I'm like more independent, I had my birthday and I was just there in Amsterdam to have some fun with my friends. So we just made this quick decision to sleep in the car overnight. And when we woke up in the morning with a bit of neck pain, we actually laughed a lot. And We are just also proud of ourselves that at least we survived that night. And now it's a memory to remember and memory to speak about after months of that happening.
Well, what a change for Elena from Georgia, who came from having her meals cooked for her by her mom every night, to the new Elena in Amsterdam, who thanked God that she and her three friends survived a night in the car when their hostel had been closed. Certainly a night to remember for its uncertainty. It really puts a smile on my face to know that our students completely leave their comfort zones during their semesters abroad. In our second category, absolutely uncertain, we interviewed Adika. By embracing ambiguity, she created the best memories from her semester abroad. Let us listen to her experience of staying with a male Spanish couch surfing host in a small apartment in Vienna for two nights.
I had to travel with my friends and they were to Vienna, and they booked a hostel, but I didn't want to stay in a hostel or hotel. I know one application which is called Couchsurfing, and I tried it during my summer trips with my friends, and we were staying like in the places of local people in their houses, and it is totally free. You are getting a lot of benefits such as sharing new culture, meeting new people, cooking together, and this kind of things. But in this case where I faced, I was alone, and I couldn't decide whether should I stay alone in the house of any couch surfer, or should I really book a hostel? I was kind of afraid and uncertain about this. So I decided to stay, and I found one guy who was living in Vienna. He was from Spain, but he was living there for 10 years. And in order to avoid my uncertainty, what I did actually, I invited this guy to the dinner with my friends, and I wanted to see him before going to his house and observe how is his attention and behavior, so it could make me more calm and comfortable, let's say. And actually he came, and he was so funny and very nice guy. We had a lot of conversation with him, and also my friends like saw him, and they were like, no worries, like he's just amazing, you should definitely stay with them. Yes, rather than to go to hostel and book on a room. So after leaving the restaurant, we left to his house, and my friends were like going to their hostel. So he was like very open-minded, and he had very like not really big house, but he offered me different place to stay. He showed me everything in his house. He even prepared the breakfast in the morning for me, and he was giving some tips about Vienna, where should we go, what should we try to eat, and and nice places to visit. So yeah, the second day I also stayed there, and on the third day in the morning when I left, we had a small conversation about Azerbaijan, and he was like, I visited a lot of countries nearby Azerbaijan, but I didn't have a chance to visit this country, and I want to travel to Baku definitely, and now I know you, so I'm more confident about it, and this kind of things. It was a very nice conversation with him, and I'm like, we are still chatting with each other, and it's like was very good decision which I made till now during my exchange semester abroad. I'm not telling you to do crazy things always in life. It's not good, but you should not always stay in one place, but try new things in your life, and it makes me more alive, let's say.
I'm happy to hear that some of our students like a good portion of uncertainty in their lives, and that Arika's uncertain situation turned out to be a good intercultural experience, which may be followed up in Arika's home country, Azerbaijan. If you are interested in the concept of couch surfing or similar services that offer free accommodation with local people while you are traveling, you may want to listen to Adelheid's experiences in one of our earlier shows, 155, or Calvin's experiences in show 249. Check them out. In our last category, Absolutely Open, let us listen to Amaury. When he came to Germany, he really wanted to gather intercultural experiences and leave his comfort zone. So he agreed to share a flat with an Arabic roommate from Jordan. In order to be culturally prepared, he gathered information about the Arabic culture on the internet.
Oh, back in Brazil, when I was planning where would I stay here in Germany, I was invited to share apartment with a guy from Jordan, that is an Arabic country. I was quite uncertain about how we would live with each other, because it's a culture that I have no idea about the background. I look up on the internet to find what should I expect from sharing a house with a guy from Arabic country.
Did you find something that was really helpful?
When I was coming to Germany, when I was wanting to share apartment with him, I was quite worried about one information that I found, because it was on the internet that Arabic men don't like to have girls around their house if they're not close or something like that.
Is that true?
No, at least not for my flatmate. Because in the beginning, I have a really good friend from Brazil who came with me, and she wanted to come to my house to visit. But I was worried about my flatmate getting uncomfortable with.
So you didn't allow your close friend to come to your place just because this thing that you read in the internet?
It's not allowing. I just said to them like, it's not such a good idea for now. Maybe when I get close to him, he will understand. No worries. But then one day I came back home and he had friends that were girls in the living room. And I was like, what? And then I was like, then I bring him to the kitchen. And I was like, is it fine by you? And he was like, yeah, I have sisters in home and they bring their friends all the time. And it's never a problem. And I was like, oh, all right, then I will invite a friend from mine from Brazil. And you can meet her here in our house. And he said, for sure. And I was really, really happy about that. Because I really liked having friends over. No matter if they are girls or boys.
What lesson did you learn about solving some uncertain things that might look like a big deal, but actually they are so simple?
If it's someone that you are living every day and they know that you come from a different background than them, it will not, don't feel afraid of making them questions, because this, oh, it's part of living with each other. You should know each other and you should know if they are feeling okay with what you are doing. So always ask. It's always the best way to keep the uncertainty away is having the certainty after asking them.
Well, thank you, Amaury, for sharing your cultural learning curve. Yes. Asking people from other cultures directly often brings better results than consulting the internet. A simple question would have resolved the situation of uncertainty and would have highlighted the similarities between the cultures, where the internet had stressed plausible differences. What about you? Have you recently experienced uncertainty in your life? How did you feel about it? Will the tricks that we shared help you when you face uncertainty in the future? Please write a comment or mail us. We could do a follow-up interview with you in one of our next shows. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this show and previous episodes. And you can leave comments. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know we are also on iTunes and Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Now, our next show will be coming to you for free on the 4th of March. Until then, allow a little more uncertainty into your lives and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.